Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I would like to welcome you to our program, The Buckmaster Show, on this midweek edition. It is Wednesday, July the 16th, 2014. Hope you're having a good day so far. We're live each weekday, 12.04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we make it easy for you to hear the program anytime, anywhere, as we podcast to buckmastershow.com. We have a full hour as usual. Pima County Transportation Director Priscilla Cornelio will start the ball rolling 20 minutes past the hour. We'll talk about Tucson Water and the plans to begin a recycled water program. 30 minutes past the hour, a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilman Steve Kasachek. The Buckmaster Show live line is open for you, 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Well, last month, the Board of Supervisors voted to set aside $1.75 million from the 2014-2015 General Fund budget to use as a down payment for 167 acres of property near the Keno Sports Complex. Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry originally had proposed taking the down payment from $5 million that was set aside for road repairs. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show live line Priscilla Cornelio, the Pima County Transportation Director. Priscilla, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing real well. Thanks for asking. There's been a lot of confusion about Pima County dipping into the road fund for the soccer fields, but you want to set the record straight here. What's really going on?
Well, there was some discussion before the Board of Supervisors that they were going to take, as part of their budget that they adopted, it was $5 million for pavement preservation to be given to the Department of Transportation. And then there was some discussion about taking a portion of that money to use for the down payment for buying property for the soccer fields. But it has been restored. So in essence, Pima County DOT, we still have the $5 million to do some pavement preservation work.
Looking at your budget, which was just approved by the supervisors, we're into now the next 12-month cycle for the fiscal year, which Pima County operates on. How does it look for road repairs in the county?
Well, thank goodness I have this extra $5 million to do some pavement preservation. I have Pima County in the unincorporated area. We have over 1,800 miles of roads that we maintain. And unfortunately, 60% of those roads are in poor or failed condition. So the sad thing is unfortunately, I think we've dug ourselves a hole, a big pothole, so to speak, for taking care of our roads, and they've fallen into some disrepair. And it is going to be a problem. And so the $5 million that we have in our budget this year, unfortunately, it's only going to do about 33 miles of roads.
And when you look at, as you say, the big picture, 60% of the roads are really in bad shape, rated in poor condition. What are some of the priorities that you are going to be targeting this fiscal year?
In terms of some of the roads that we're going to be trying to do?
Yes.
And I'll sort of say we want to concentrate on doing some of our arterial streets. And so, like, I have sections of River Road and sections of, like, Ina Road that really need to be addressed. I know that a lot of local streets are in bad shape, and I know a lot of homeowners association and neighborhood groups would like us to do their neighborhood streets. But when you look at the volumes of traffic and, you know, the number of people using some of the roads, I think we have to look at addressing those arterial streets.
This report that came out from PAG, the Pima Association of Governments, released that transportation system report. It was really, maybe it's not surprising, but less than 5% of our total roads in the county, city and county, are labeled as excellent. That's amazing.
I think you're right. That is amazing, and it's unfortunate. I mean, it's sort of like we up in the northwest side of town, as part of the RTA, we've built a lot of new roads. and over like 100 million up in the northwest side. It's like our La Cañada jobs and our La Cholla jobs. And so those are in excellent shape because they've just been built.
Where are the roads that that you would consider? Well, I guess if it gets to be a hazard, this is something we really should talk about. If there is a situation where there's a hazard, that obviously becomes the priority. What is the response time with your department to the to a priority repair, a pothole repair?
Well, first, and I'm going to give the phone number, that if people see like a big pothole or something, we ask that they call it in. Because with over 1,800 miles of roads that we maintain, we don't know of every pothole, particularly those that get like enormous or, you know, that really need to be taken care of. So our pothole number is 740-2639. So we ask people to call in. Our like turnaround time when somebody calls in, if it is like a large pothole and if it's on an arterial street like a river road, as an example, we will try to get out within 2 weeks to handle it. If it is in a local neighborhood, just a low-volume neighborhood street, it may take us about 2-3 months to get out to fix it.
What are you using? Are you still using the chip seal method? Has that, or has that kind of been upgraded, that something that has come along that's better, or is that still what you're using?
Well, it depends on the condition of the road. As an example, if you have a road that's in the poor or failed category, then all you can do is dig it out and redo it again at a cost of over about $213,000 a mile to do that. A simple little chip seal or a little cape seal, something like that, which is important to do on roads when a road is about 8 years old, you want to do like a chip seal to it, and that cost is significantly cheaper. I mean, we're talking about $30,000-$40,000 a mile.
What's your total budget now for this fiscal year for the Pima County Transportation Department?
Oh, for the whole department,
yeah,
it's well in excess of $40 million.
Did it go up a little bit or no?
Just a teeny bit. And as you know, that we depend on our revenues from coming from the gas tax, and the amount of revenues that we're getting from the gas tax revenues have been climbing, which so we've been able to put that money into our budget.
You know, where I live up in the foothills, the situation, of course, this is pretty typical with the monsoon. Some of these roads I don't want to say washed away, but as you know, a lot of runoff goes onto the roadway. Are you trying to address that on a case-by-case basis, Priscilla, or are you waiting now till perhaps the end of the season to come through there?
Well, we spend about $200,000 a year, approximately, for during the monsoon season, you know, for going out and doing repairs, removing the sediment, and those sort of things. So, I do remember a few years ago we had a horrible, from my perspective, monsoon season that it cost us about almost $1 million. But we'll have to sort of see how the monsoon's going to go this year, but we're estimating our about $200,000 is on an average amount that we spend. And in terms of, like, I think it was a year ago, we had a portion of Silverbell that got washed out, you know. But for the most part, we just get about a bunch of sediment in the roadway that we have to clear out. And, you know, one of the issues that's sort of like Overton Road at the CDO Wash is closed right now. And again, it's mostly because there's so much sediment that's in the been deposited there in the roadway that we have to go and clear it all out.
But so far, there's been no budget breakers, even though we've had a nice little rain, a couple of really heavy showers in the area. So far, it's nothing more than you would expect. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah. In Y, Arizona, mm-hmm, which is, you know, a small little area, you know, the hour's drive or so from here. They did have an awful lot of rain, and that people were stranded for a while. And so actually, we've been out there kind of with some assistance in cleaning up some of the public roads that are out in that area. But nothing, you know, drastic here in the Tucson metropolitan area.
79, we should say you're now always going to give our number, and of course that's our live line number, 790-2040, but I wanted to talk about that pothole repair number and give folks that again, that 740-2639, and I suppose they could also call that if they have a lot of sediment on the road. Is that something you would consider too, or is that just for
potholes? Oh, absolutely. No, if there's any issue. I mean, so not only in potholes, let's just sort of say that there's been a lot of vegetation that's overgrown a stop sign. Please call and let us know.
Okay.
Because as we cannot be patrolling all 1,800 miles, and we would like depend on the public to let us know of locations we need to address.
Priscilla, a caller just let us know that reopening at Overton at the CDO just happened a few minutes ago. So that's
good.
So we're right on top of that for you there, Priscilla Cornelio. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Priscilla, for spending a few minutes of your lunch hour with us. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thanks a lot. It is the Buckmaster Show on 1216 on our midweek edition. We're going to take a break right here. Then we're going to talk about Tucson Water and their recycled water program that will be launched soon. So check it out and stay with us.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views,
but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan Bottled Water Delivery Service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan Bottled Water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition. Tucson Water has completed a master plan for the development of recycled water as a future drinking water resource. Additional planning and study will begin soon, including discussions with Tucson Water customers. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show live line, Jeff Biggs. Jeff is the interim deputy director of Tucson Water. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Bill. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing very well. Thanks for checking in with us. Tell us a little bit about what's being studied at this time, Jeff.
Well, what we're studying right now, Bill, is looking at both our current reclaimed water system, which is the system that we deliver reclaimed water for turf irrigation, that we have been delivering water for about 30 years for turf irrigation. Our recycled water master plan is looking at that current system to see if we can improve efficiencies for current and future customers. But then also looking at the remainder of that effluent that belongs to the city of Tucson, how to develop a future drinking water supply with that effluent water through treatment technology.
What's the timetable for this, Jeff?
Well, the actual recycled water program is going to be anywhere from 10 to 15 years, Bill, because there's no urgency right now for the city of Tucson to develop a new water supply. But that doesn't mean we don't need to go ahead and start looking at the concepts that were developed in the recycled water master plan.
People have, some people have issues with the idea of drinking recycled water. What do you say to those folks?
Well, we actually, through our advisory panel that helped us develop the Recycled Water Master Plan, they're experts, for national experts and international experts on recycled water. They actually support the concepts of the program. And one of the main issues that we need to discuss with the public is indirect potable reuse. And what indirect potable reuse is besides using advanced water treatment technologies such as advanced oxidation process, reverse osmosis, membrane filtration, we're also going to be using an environmental buffer such as some people use a reservoir. We'll be using more of an aquifer to use as an environmental buffer to help that treatment process so it not only meets current drinking water standards but any future drinking water standards.
It's being done in several cities across the country, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's been Orange County, California, a couple of different municipalities there have been using recycled water to augment their drinking water supply for decades. San Diego is in the middle of a large recycled water program to use indirect potable reuse for their drinking water supply, at least augment their drinking water supply. Many municipalities in Texas are also using indirect potable reuse for augmenting their drinking water supply.
Jeff Biggs is with us. Jeff is the interim deputy director for Tucson Water. We're talking about recycled water, which recycled water use has been around, Jeff, as you point out, in the community for a long time. But this is what we're talking about here is for a future drinking water resource. Is the timetable being pushed up at all because of the issues with the ongoing drought and really some dramatic water levels that have dropped at Lake Mead?
Bill, that's certainly part of the reason that we're pushing this program out at this time. We took about 2 years or so to develop this program, again, because we did not need to move quickly. But it's perfect timing because of the recent information that we've received that Lake Mead is dropping at a faster decline than previously. Climate change, drought, all those issues really are now making us focus on this program and begin implementing some of those concepts.
Let's talk about the near term. We've been you're talking about is maybe 10 to 15 years out, but we have some more issues certainly that are much more pressing near term. And one would be if the Central Arizona Project were to cut deliveries to cities, not cut them completely, but drop some of the levels, percentage levels to the cities. I just wonder, what kind of shape are we in right now in Tucson? We're not talking about resuming large-scale groundwater pumping anytime soon, are we?
Absolutely not, Bill. With our long-range plan that we have developed and we update every 4 years, our conservative estimate is that possibly by the year 2040, we may have a CAP allocation reduction of maybe 10% to us. Again, that's 2040. Currently, we're banking our full CAP allocation, which is just under 145,000 acre-feet per year. Our demand is about 100,000 acre-feet. So every year, we are banking or recharging 45,000 acre-feet that we're not using. So that really comes into play as we move further down the road, years ahead of now, we'll have all that water bank that we can use for future use.
Jeff, Tucson has been a leader in water conservation. Everyone that's been around for, at least 5 or 6 years, maybe longer, knows about the Beat the Peak campaign. I haven't seen that memorable duck. Is the Beat the Peak watering campaign still going on?
Well, Bill, we're focusing more now on using your water wisely. I mean, Beat the Peak started in the mid-70s when there really was an issue with not having a supply during those hot summer months. We don't have that issue anymore. We don't have a quote, peak like we did before. So now we're educating our customers to use their water wisely. So that's why that's what we're focusing on now. And we're also focusing on a water reliability program. It's an effort for us to be able to go out and talk to our customers on the needed investments that we need to make to ensure a safe water resource and supply, but also a safe and reliable water service to our customers.
How does the monsoon look so far to you and your colleagues at Tucson Water?
Well, I was just looking at some data. Interesting, from the storm yesterday, for the month of July, we've been averaging about 104 million gallons per day delivery. Yesterday, it dropped down to 82 million gallons a day.
Wow.
So it dropped 22 million gallons just from that storm that blew through yesterday.
Well, that, of course, is good news because anytime we can get below 100, that is really great for a size city of Tucson. Does the monsoon do anything to replenish our water supply as far as Tucson Water is concerned?
Yes, it does. We do get some recharge from the rain, from the monsoons, through the Santa Cruz River. It does help scour the riverbed so we get more credits from the Arizona Department of Water Resources for the water that we do recharge. And it also recharges as it flows out of the mountains into the central well field.
Any news on rates, rate increases for Tucson Water?
Yeah, we just in the spring, the mayor and council in June approved an 8.3% revenue increase for this current fiscal year that just started July 1. The rates took effect actually on Monday, July 7th.
Mm-hmm. So the rates, you don't anticipate anything then the rest of the year. This is going to be pretty much it for the year.
Yeah, we develop a five-year financial plan. Mm-hmm. And so we only have, if we have a rate increase, it's only once a year at the beginning of the fiscal year.
Okay. Jeff Biggs, thank you very much for being with us. And if people would like more information about the Reclaimed Water Program, I guess the best way would be to go to your website. Is that correct?
Correct. TucsonAZ.gov/water.
Okay. Jeff Biggs, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
That's Jeff Biggs. Jeff is the interim deputy director for Tucson Water. We're going to talk more about the city with Tucson City Councilman Steve Kasacek. That's going to be coming up after our mid-show break here on the Wednesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back after this. SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Republicans in the Senate have derailed a Democrat attempt to sidestep last month's Supreme Court Hobby Lobby ruling. Republicans blocked a bill aimed at restoring free contraception for women who get their health coverage from employers who object on religious grounds. A Texas woman, she had some minor acting roles in film and TV, has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for sending ricin-laced letters to both President Obama and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Israeli warplanes have carried out dozens of airstrikes today, targeting 30 houses, including those of some senior Hamas leaders in the Gaza Strip. And Hamas has fired dozens of additional rockets aimed at Israel. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 74 points, and NASDAQ ahead 15. More details at srnnews.com.
Heel! No, no, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training. Because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Beat the heat and get back down to earth in the cool mountain air at the 2014 Silver City, New Mexico Clay Festival, the weekend of August 1st. Whether you are a seasoned clay artist or want to get your hands dirty for the first time, you'll be right at home at the Silver City Clay Festival. Enjoy a variety of workshops, demonstrations, lectures on everything from using clay in construction to contemporary ceramics. Take home a work of art or a book or two from the clay market. The Clay Festival also offers tours of a handmade tile factory, a gala reception, live music, juried exhibitions, and more. The Silver City Clay Festival is a Silver City Arts and Cultural District signature event the weekend of August 1st in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. For more information, go to clayfestival.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
.36 now on the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Let's welcome Tucson City Councilman Steve Kasacek to the program on the live line. Steve, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing, Bill?
Real well. Have you been out running in this with this high humidity we've been having?
It's so gross. Yeah. I get out and do my 12 or 13 miles and come back just drenched. But yeah, I'm glad for the rain. It's nice that it cooled off a little bit, but I guess for the next week it's going to be just humid and hot again. So, oh well.
Well, I'm sure some of the constituents have seen you out in this high humidity, and they're probably wondering as they drive by you in their air conditioned car, I'm glad it's him, not me.
Yeah, well, you know what? I see Rose every now and then wandering down the road with her baby girl puppy dog, and good for her for getting Echo out in the early morning coolness.
Yeah, it's good that Rose really has a beautiful new dog named Echo, kind of the Buckmaster now show dog. We just had Jeff Biggs, the interim deputy director of Tucson Water, on. Interesting conversation, Steve, about the future of the water supply here. And do you think people, customers, will balk at not be real happy about drinking recycled water?
We have a long education process to go through so that we don't stub our toe as what happened 6 or 7 or 10 years ago, maybe. There are multiple layers of protection built in, filtration and the treatment of the water that's built in before the water gets to the person's tap. And that's the education process, so people don't have the misperception that we're just dumping effluent into the potable water and it comes out of the tap. So without an education process, yeah, they'd balk, and they would legitimately balk. And so the burden shifts to us at the City Council and Tucson Water, you know, Jeff Biggs and Alan Forrest, who is his boss, to start the process now where we're letting people know what the process is that the water goes through, the filtration, the treatment, the chemical treatment it goes through to take out all of the nasty stuff, and so that when it gets to your gets your tap, your drink, and something that's safe and clean.
Steve Kasachek is with us, 790-2040, 790-2040. The councilman is always a good sport about taking questions and comments here on the Buckmaster Show. The makeshift intake center that had been set up at the Greyhound bus station to help immigrants dropped off by immigration officials would be moving to better accommodate the families coming through Tucson. What's the timetable, Councilman, for this?
A couple of weeks. The Greyhound people have been great. They have really accommodated the needs of the people who are showing up at the station. They have set aside a portion of the waiting room that we've been able to cordon off and take the people back and give them food, give them clothing, help make their bus to travel arrangements. But you know what? It's a business, and they're running a business. And so the time is appropriately coming that we move out of there and transition into a new center. Catholic Community Services has a facility that we're going to use. They've been absolutely great also. The Jewish Federation is involved. Most recently, the YWCA has stepped up and gotten involved in helping take care of the needs of the people that we see coming through. And I think it's important to note, because there's a lot of, I guess I wouldn't say a lot, but there are some loud voices who don't quite grasp the fact that when the people show up at the Greyhound station, they have been processed through the Border Patrol and the ICE proceedings, and so they are here legally. We are not harboring illegals, in quotes, that some of the guys on the right like to throw out there now. These people are here legally, pending the processing through for their legal deportation status hearings. Because of the backlog, that could take anywhere from 1 to 2 years. And so what they are doing is they are transitioning through Tucson to a next of kin somewhere else in the country, and they have 15 days to check in with an ICE facility at their next location. So that's what's going on. We are meeting them down there. Down there being the Greyhound station. We have a person working also down there who is a representative of the Guatemalan consulate's office. He is an indigenous Guatemalan who has been here for 14 years back and forth, so he knows the stories, he knows the history, and he knows what these people are coming from. And so he has a great rapport with them. He speaks a language and a couple of the indigenous dialects as well. But the people who are really making this work are the volunteers and the nonprofits who are doing the yeoman's work in helping transition the families through.
There's been so much hatred luckily it's a minority of people who've been talking so loudly about, I don't know, the polarization seems to have gotten out of hand about this issue. And folks, it's kids we're talking about here.
I don't disagree with you. And as recently as yesterday with that group up in Oracle, I want to say this. I'm hearing the stories. I was correctly quoted as having said these people are fleeing from not just abject poverty, but fear for their life, fear for their limb. These aren't apocryphal. These aren't things that I'm just inventing. Through the Guatemalan consulate's rep and through some of the bilingual volunteers that we've got down there, we are hearing the stories of these women who are showing up with their kids. And just in a nutshell, these women are have been subjected to domestic violence, abandonment, physical abuse back in their home countries, whether any one of the three Central American countries. If you are a 14-year-old boy down there, you are expected to join a gang. If you don't, then you literally are subjected to either being cut up or beaten or killed. If you're a young girl in one of these Central American countries, you are subjected to being dragged out of the village and raped by some of the gangs. These aren't apocryphal stories. These are the real-life stories of the women showing up here with their children. Anybody in this country, including the guys up in Oracle and including the guys over in Murrieta who are waving the flags, if it were their kids, they would be fleeing those circumstances also. When they get here to Tucson, they have been through multiple days of travel. They are leaving that abusive situation behind, and they are looking for a way to create a new start. They are abandoned at our border. Border Patrol picks them up. They process them through, and they drop them at the bus station. Bill, this community, I'm proud of this community for stepping up to the plate and not acting like Oracle, not acting like Murrieta, and receiving these people the same way that we have received refugees seeking asylum from Somalia, from Vietnam, from Iran. We don't turn our back on them in this community. What we do is we try to help transition them through to their next stop. We had a woman show up last week who was very pregnant. She showed up and she was about to get on a bus the next morning to go to St. Louis. She went into labor that night. We are not going to turn this woman out and say, go have your baby on the side of the road. This community steps up to the plate and addresses the needs as they show up here on our doorstep. We will continue to do so to the extent that we can with the resources that we have available to us. These are not taxpayer dollars. These are dollars and these are material. The food, the clothing, the housing are being provided by volunteers and by nonprofits. And we'll keep doing that. But you're right. The very polarized vitriol that's going on with respect to these people, there isn't a person waving those flags who wouldn't do the same thing for their kids.
Okay, why don't we take a break right here? We'll be back with Steve Kasachek, 790-2040. Perhaps you don't agree with the councilman. All voices are welcome on this program, and you can call right now. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, five kids, two grandchildren, and I'm afraid I live in a place where some of those scorpions get in the house, and I'm here to report one of the smartest calls I ever made was to my friend Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? The only scorpion the Lehmans ever see is a dead one. Call.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here. Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate real estate mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac. Business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Yes, we've had great rains over here in southern Arizona, and they've had it over in southwest New Mexico, which means the Gila National Wilderness looking really good right now. What a great trip it would be. Just take a nice little road trip. 3 hours east of Tucson to Silver City in the mile high elevation. Mild days, cool nights. Find out more about Silver City in Grant County at southwestnewmexico.org. And you'll also see the full listing of great places to stay like Spirit Canyon Lodge and Bear Creek Cabin. Steve Kasachek, Tucson City Councilman, is with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show Live Line, and James would like to entertain a question or comment for the councilman. Go ahead, James.
Yes, my question is to the councilman. You seem to be painting everybody who's against you as some extremist when you have states, very progressive states like Connecticut, Maryland, and Massachusetts. They're not wanting accepting of these juveniles. You seem to paint everybody else who's against you as something, subhuman or something terribly or anti-human when, there's nothing's changed in Honduras and Guatemala in the past decade that okay. This is becoming all of a sudden instantly an epidemic. The only thing that's changed is our willingness and our laws to be accepting of this.
Okay, thank you, James. Go ahead, Councilman.
Well, I don't know about subhuman. I don't think I said that. But what we and I can't speak to states in the Northeast or whatever the ones James referenced. What we're doing here is we are recognizing a need that is on our doorstep. Whether or not we in the city of Tucson asked it to arrive here or is a complete irrelevancy. What we are doing, and we are calling it Project Mariposa, because the original volunteers came from a group called Casa Mariposa. We are kind of taking it over now and helping organize it. What we are doing is we are transitioning these people through to their next of kin. The ugliness that I see in this conversation began in Marietta about a week ago when people stopped buses and said, send them back. Go home and all of that. That is the ugliness that I see, James. And the reason I say that, and this is not a partisan comment, I hear it from McCain, from Flake, and from Obama administration through Jay Johnson, saying we're going to meet them at the border and we're going to send them home. My question to them is, send them back to what? And you have to be honest enough to say, what are the conditions from which they are fleeing? Those conditions are threats to their lives, literally threats to their lives, young women being subjected to domestic violence, abuse, and abandonment, young kids, boys and girls, being subjected to physical abuse. That's what we're seeing show up here. Now, I want to correct one thing also. There are two different groups of people we're talking about. One is the unaccompanied minors who are showing up in Nogales. The other group is the women and their children who are showing up in Tucson. They're two completely different groups of people.
We are not involved with the unaccompanied minors. We're talking about the families that are showing up here after having gone through what I just described. Okay. I wish people would hear their stories. And in my world, these people are should be eligible to apply for asylum status because they do fear persecution based on their race and based on their status back in their home country. We have accepted and run similar cohorts of people through and given them that legal option. And I mentioned a few of them a few mm-hmm. minutes ago. Let's do it with these people, too.
Let's now bring in Jim Kelly, who is on our Buckmaster Show live line. Jim, you're with Councilman Kasacek.
Hi, good afternoon, Steve. Good afternoon, Bill. Thanks for letting me on.
Hi, Jim.
I do want to say that a lot of the hysteria, whether it be a xenophobic nativist or a froth-at-the-mouth pro-amnesty, let them all in, it's a three-card Monty game, basically designed for fundraising for the extremes of both sides of this issue. I will say this. We do need to document and classify correctly the people that are coming in for whatever reason. Is refugee status the correct classification for these people? In your opinion, they are. But why not the women and children of Eastern Europe? Why not the women and children of Angola, of Cambodia, of Myanmar, of every single country that experiences everything that the Hondurans and Guatemalans experience as well? Why are those two Central American, or even El Salvador, those three Central American countries more important than the rest of the world?
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Councilman?
I don't think they are more important than the rest of the world. We have legal criteria that define whether or not a person is eligible for legally being given asylum status. Let them have access to that process the same way that we have done with Somalis and with Iranians and with Vietnamese and whoever else that Jim would like to give access to that. My objection is to the politicians on both sides of the aisle who seem to think that the solution is to stand at the border and say, send them home. My question is, send them home to what? And if they qualify under our statutes that are on the books for asylum status, great. If they don't, great too. But give them the option and give them the access to the legal system that is in place. That's all we're saying. And no one's frothing at the mouth saying get rid of our borders. I'm saying give them access to the process. And that's what they're doing. They're here legally and they're going to engage the process now. No one's harboring illegals. They've been processed through Border Patrol. They're here legally pending the deportation hearing. I'm saying in the interim, give them access to that legal process. That's all.
Okay, I'm going to switch gears here in the remaining 2.5 minutes. We've got
God bless you. Thank you.
Modern streetcar coming online, and are we all set for this? We've had some problems with, I know, bicycle crashes that were documented on the new tracks, but are we all set?
Well, I hope. You know, there are still pinch points along the streetcar route that I want to see TDOT, Department of Transportation, take care of. They're doing it slowly, but they are doing it. July 25th is the opening. The night of July 25th, there will be actually creating a beach party downtown on a parking lot next to the MLK building. There will be volleyball, sand volleyball, and bands, and you know, a whole lot of stuff going on downtown. So that starts at 7 o'clock. The whole celebration, the ribbon cutting and all that begins early in the morning. So find your way downtown on July 25th and take part in the festivities. I will say this, though, that all the festivities are great. You know, it's nice that we're going to finally get them operating for revenue. My concern continues to be O&M costs, operations and maintenance, and how we're going to wind up having to find a way to pay for this, because that does come through our general fund among some other funding sources. So I'm glad that we're going to go revenue. That's what the private development that we've seen has been promised. It's been a long time coming. I'm glad the fences are down. The Merchants Association is glad for that also. But we still have some challenges ahead in terms of funding.
Have you been on the new streetcar?
No, but I've seen them rolling back and forth, and it'd be nice to see paying customers get on them soon, though.
So is this going to be pretty much a lost leader? And we had Fletcher McCusker on the show Friday talking about all the development that's come along with the streetcar. So it's not – I think you're saying you're concerned, is it somewhat going to pay for itself?
Well, yeah, I mean, somewhat, and the question is what percentage that is. And so right now our transit system generally pays about 25%. The fare box recovery is about 25% of the operations. The other 75% is what we're challenged in finding how to pay for. When the streetcar went on the ballot and the voters approved it, the mantra was this will catalyze private sector development along the fixed route, and it has done that. But the tax revenues that that private sector development are going to generate will not be enough to pay for the all of the O&M on the streetcar. And so nobody should go into this thinking that we're going to be making money hands over fist because we've seen some private sector development on that four-mile stretch. It'll help, but it's not going to fill the, you know, fill the kitty.
All right, Steve Kasachek, thank you very much for being with us, and we'll look forward to seeing you riding the streetcar. Thanks
a
lot.
Thanks a bunch. Take care.
Thank you very much. Steve Kasachek, Tucson City Councilman, with us on The Buckmaster Show, and that's going to wrap it up for our Wednesday edition of Buckmaster. Bottled water on The Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Their slogan is very simple and to the point. Something we agree with, better water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your business and residential water needs. Coming up tomorrow morning, the local talk continues. Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, and Christy Simone has his daily double show from 8 to 9. And this afternoon, For Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, a new, relatively new talk show here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Then tomorrow, 12:04, producer Rosemary Brandt and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you behind the microphone for our Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Until then, we hope you have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.